Hey, what's up, guys? It's Big Cat. Before you start listening to this episode, I wanted to let you know that we're running a special sale on all Barstool merch. Go to store.barstoolsports.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off. Go to store.barstoolsports.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off.
Yeah, I go to the gym. Can't you tell? Well, I do. And when I'm done dying on the elliptical and doing one set of chest presses, I like to take a nice long steam and strut my fat, glistening body around the locker room. Because although I may be one of the fattest and most naked guys in the room, I am certainly one of the freshest smelling, thanks to Dollar Shave Club's amazing products. When I walk out of the shower after scrubbing down with their hydrating body cleanser, you better believe people notice. They think, how can something so large smell so damn good? Is it magic? No, no, my friends. It's Dollar Shave Club, and you have to try out their amazing products for yourself. What are you waiting for? Right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 each. They've got a shower set, toothpaste and toothbrush set, or their famous shave butter and razor. Any one of those sets are just $5, and it's the best way to try out their amazing products. After your starter set, products ship at a regular price. Get yours today at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. That's dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist.
And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, December 20th. Our top stories for the day. Pat's going to take one about the USA pulling our troops out of Syria.
We won a war today, guys.
Oh,
or yesterday.
All right.
But it's over. Don't worry.
Oh, good. All right. I'm going to do one about Facebook being sued by the city of Washington, D.C. Mark's going to give an update on the Hard Factor hard body weight loss competition.
Some pretty good results this week.
Nice tease.
Yeah, you'll have to wait to hear.
And Wes will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Pat.
All right, guys. So huge news yesterday in the war on terror. As President Trump announced, the U.S. will be rapidly withdrawing the roughly 2,000 U.S. troops currently in Syria. The service men and women on the ground have mostly been focused on training local forces to combat ISIS. Donald Trump, our president, made the announcement in a bizarre, almost WWF-style hype speech in front of the White House yesterday. His helicopter was noticeably absent. His reasoning for the withdrawal? Simple. We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly.
Oh, then you don't need to be there.
Yeah, so why do you have to train more forces to combat them?
You don't. They're gone. Look, he explained exactly how the Syria-related duties of his office makes him feel. He said, quote, I get very saddened when I have to write letters or call parents or wives or husbands of soldiers who've been killed fighting for our country. It's a great honor. We cherish them, but it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's not really fair for him. I mean, those families should probably be apologizing to him for having to make that call.
It's hard for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, in a lucky coincidence, in almost real time, right after Trump made those comments, we won the war on terror. It's nuts. And then the president, ever quick on his toes, relayed the news as it happened, saying, but now we've won. So
I'm getting something. I'm getting something.
It.
We won.
We won. Yeah. He then magnificently wove his words into a masterful verbal tapestry. It was like he was channeling FDR.
Tough one to say there.
Yeah, really. It was like he was channeling FDR during a fireside chat. And then he said, these are great American heroes. These are great heroes of the world. Because they fought for us, but they killed ISIS, who hurts the world.
Mm-hmm. Every five-year-old understood that.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, Trump then demonstrated his hidden talent, which is the ability to communicate and speak for the deceased, as he channeled a message from the fallen soldiers involved in the Syria campaign when he said, quote, and I'll tell you, they're up there looking down at us. And there is nobody happier or more proud of their families to put them in a position where they've done such good for so many people. And the message from beyond really didn't make sense to me, but it had to travel a long way to reach Donald Trump, so I assume there was some loss in translation.
Well, you don't talk to deceased fallen soldiers, Pat, so how could it make
sense?
Yeah,
you don't have that ability, bro. I mean, and thank you for your service.
I don't, but luckily things cleared up near the tail end of his spirit transmission, which served as our president's closing remarks. He said, quote, "We won, and that's what we want, and that's what," pointing to the sky, "they want." So there you have it, guys. Bold move by our president, a move that is supported by almost no one. Almost every national security advisor sounded the alarm, warning that leaving Syria would create a ripe opportunity for both Russia and Iran to gain stronger footholds in the area.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's just classic Trump, though. You got to know, even though he's about to go out and do something that everybody is pissed off about, the only thing that he's going to do is call it a complete and total victory.
Yeah, he won big time.
But there are people that support the move. They want, you know, the troops home. They want their families home, stuff like that. Not yet, the experts, maybe. But
well, yeah. I mean, look, here's what the experts had to say. Lindsey Graham, who's the president's biggest champion in the Senate, he didn't mince words when he said, quote, "I want to tell the president directly that this is a huge mistake. You are putting in motion ISIS getting a foothold again. They are not defeated."
That first of all, that quote should have been in all caps. Pretty sure Lindsey Graham's a 5-hour energy guy.
Oh yeah, huge 5-hour energy guy, or meth. According to all reports, this withdrawal came out of nowhere. Bob Corker, the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, said, quote, "It's hard to imagine that any president will wake up and make this kind of decision with this little communication, with this little preparation." And as Mark, as you were alluding to, I'm all for bringing troops home. Like, bring the boys and girls home and removing ourselves from any conflict.
It's Christmas. We get,
yeah. Come on, it's Christmas. Who knows why we're there? But look, I'm not an expert. I'm going to bargain that 99% of you listeners aren't national security experts. So all we really have to go on is what the experts are saying, which is generally, what the fuck are you doing? Look, even if we did beat ISIS, even if we did beat them badly, maybe don't gloat. I don't know.
That's a good point. The gloating is a little ridiculous.
It's like, what's the only threat to our country right now? Fucking terrorism. We won the war apparently randomly yesterday, and the troops are coming home. It makes me question his motivations.
It's like gloating against Mark in a weight loss competition. It's
just gonna
infuriate him.
Fucking psychopath.
Yeah. It'll just get your ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The reaction to gloating against me in a weight loss competition is the exact reaction ISIS is about to give to us.
Look, they're gonna win. Look, take it to the internet. Claire Artin Hornick says, "Hopefully they get sent to our border," referring to the troops coming home.
What? Not to their families or their wives or their children, but straight to the border?
Straight to Mexico.
Don't go home and fuck your wife or hug your kids. Yeah, right to the border.
Claire's husband has a mullet straight out of 1982. But don't give them a fucking break. Send them right to the border where there'll be contractors.
Direct flight.
How? Like, it's people are acting like we're at war with Mexico. It's like, we're not. We're
war
friends.
With getting the wall built, Will. And we're going to win that war. And look, our resident military commentator, Uncle Chap, said, quote, "That war is like sex. Pulling out too early isn't as bad as pulling out too late, but it's still bad."
Well said.
Thank you, Chaps.
Nice.
Nice. All right. Let's talk about the Facebook lawsuit. The Washington, D.C. Attorney General's Office announced on Wednesday that they will be suing Facebook over the Cambridge Analytica data breach that occurred during the 2016 elections. So if you're having to jog your memory, the Cambridge Analytica data breach was that time that Zuckerberg sold the data of at least 87 million Facebook users to the data company, who then sold it to the Trump and Cruz campaigns and other campaigns around the world, Brexit and whatnot. The lawsuit alleges that Facebook misled users in violation of DC's Consumer Protection Procedures Act by allowing them to download an app produced by Cambridge Analytica, which then improperly collected private information from the users without making them aware. And that's not really alleged. Facebook has already admitted that all this has happened.
Yes, they have. And that act, the DC's Consumer Protection Procedures Act, is a lot better than the previous act, the Consumers Get Fucked Act.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing they have it in place, because now they're able to move forward with this lawsuit. And under the act, the maximum fine for this violation is $5,000 per violation.
Woo, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a Honda Civic. That's a used Honda Civic per violation.
Yeah. Which is nothing for Facebook. And there was only 892 DC residents who downloaded the shady app. But because it collected data on all of their friends, it actually totals roughly 340,000 D.C. residents who were violated, according to the act. So that means that Facebook could be on the hook for $1.7 billion if they were to lose the suit to the maximum extent.
Hard Factor boys have some roots in D.C. We might be involved in this.
Yeah, maybe. Friends, is this class
friends
action?
Of D.C.
Can we get
people?
In?
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're part of that 340,000 people.
100.
I bet that a couple of us are.
We might get a few bar tabs paid for us down the road.
Not the way we drink. Maybe one.
Maybe so. So far, it's not class action. It's just D.C. versus Facebook.
Damn it.
Specifically, the lawsuit alleges the following about Facebook. That they misled users about the security of their data. That they failed to properly monitor third-party app use of data. They made it difficult for users to control their app settings, which everybody knows is true. They didn't disclose the Cambridge Analytica breach for more than 2 years after it actually happened.
That pisses
they didn't
me
make
off.
Sure the stolen data was recovered and deleted, which I didn't know that. That's scary. And they never warn you that some downloads can override your phone's security settings. So...
beach pictures of me on someone's computer that I don't want them on.
There's videos of me jerking off from my phone.
You posted those on Facebook?
No, there's someone just hacked my
phone.
To
your own wall. You posted them to your own wall.
My dick is definitely in the cloud.
Your dick is in the cloud?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
where
it belongs.
Everybody's dick is in the cloud, realistically. So, again, you know, they don't really need to prove.
But that's fine because I've only taken like two or three unsolicited dick pics.
It's 2018. If your dick's not in the cloud, you're a loser.
Yeah, you're a fucking
loser.
Everybody's
dick's in the cloud somewhere. Trust me. Somewhere your dick is in the cloud.
Even if you just want to see how it looks a little bit, like in a photo, you know, like maybe just see how it measures up in a photo.
Oh, it's in the cloud.
Yeah, with like you know, maybe like something for scale, like an apple or
exactly.
a paperclip.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's dick is in the cloud. And that's why I really want DC to win this lawsuit because. Even though I'm not a big lawsuit guy, I'm not a big fan of like frivolous lawsuits. In this case, I think that tech giants should be a little bit more careful with how they just use everybody's personal data willy-nilly. And mainly, who better to sacrifice to the tech lawyers than Mark Zuckerberg? Because
Facebook doesn't care about our dicks at all.
I made it in my dorm room.
No one's going to miss that fucking loser.
Don't use a Honeycrisp apple, I'll tell you that. Too big.
Okay.
Wait, what was that? Say that again. Don't use a Honeycrisp
apple. Use an organic Honeycrisp apple.
No, you want to use a crab apple.
They're too big.
Too big.
What? Wes is just putting inanimate objects next to his dick.
In my mind.
Realize that a Honeycrisp is not a good one.
$1,000 to whoever can hack Heart Factor Wes's iCloud.
Oh, God, no. Don't.
No, I'm kidding. But seriously.
Yeah, oh God. As of now, like we were saying earlier, it's no other states or locations are getting in on the suit. But if DC wins, you can bet your ass other places will get in on the action. Facebook shares fell 7.3% by the end of the day Wednesday. So let's take it to the internet where Jessie P. Cecil, she says, why is Cambridge Analytica not the one getting sued? And,
that's a good point.
Jesse works for Facebook, clearly.
Right. Facebook sold the data to Cambridge Analytica, so they're really the ones who violated the user's trust. Not
both
Cambridge
are at
Analytica.
Fault, but
because
Facebook more
because
so.
Cambridge Analytica doesn't have $700 billion, Jesse.
Yeah. Also, Cambridge Analytica was like, you're going to sell us this shit? We'll take it. And so Facebook's the one that made the violation. Also, Al Imran says, take a look at Bangladesh elections. The people of the government party are killing the opposite people.
This is the wrong thread, Al.
Yeah, sorry, Al. You got something on your mind, Al?
I guess because Bangladesh is violent, Facebook should be allowed to do whatever the fuck they want with your data, according to Al.
That's a very good point. Well, let's drum roll. Let's get to the weight loss
competition.
Let's hear
how the fatties are doing.
The hard factor, hard body competition has now entered week three. That's right. This week had a bit of a stumbling block out of the gates. We had to get through a power hour, so that's tough to do when you're trying to lose weight. But the results are in, and they're not bad. So we've done this for 3 weeks. Week one, I was in the lead. Week two, I didn't win the week like I did week one, but I was in the lead. And week three, I won the week again, and so guess what? I'm still in the lead.
Good for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It's almost like you engineered this. Like you were the most athletic out of all us, then you got fat on purpose for 6 years.
It is pretty much the perfect competition for what I did over the past 6 years and who I'm competing against, but it wasn't my idea. I welcome it, though. So I'm down to 250 even, 250.0, started at 275.8, so that's 25.8 pounds in 3 weeks and about 9.5% body weight lost.
Well, the roundup gives you 9.6.
Okay, we'll take it, 9.6. So let's go to the next guy. He's right. In second, Will.
Will is in second place.
So we're hang on, Will. I'm sorry to interrupt. Going to tease. I spoiled it by saying I won the week, but we're not going to say who lost the week because the loser of this week, just like every week, just like we started last week, will be eating a donut. This week it's actually a giant honey bun and chugging a beer, and we'll take a video of it and put it up on Instagram Live. So you can say how much you lost, but say how much you lost, but don't say what place you got.
Gotcha. Okay. So I am in second place overall. Have been.
You just blew exactly what he said. But keep going. Yep.
No, it's by week.
No, it's
that
not
doesn't
overall.
Oh, second place overall. Okay, cool.
I'm not going to say for the week. I'm in second place overall, and I've been there, you know, pretty much the whole time. I started out at 328.2. I am now 302.4. Knocking on the door of getting back into the 200s.
There we go, baby.
Nice, baby. So
next week.
I've lost exactly the same amount of weight as Mark, 25.8 pounds, but since I'm significantly fatter, that is about 8% lost.
From previous experiences, once Will gets below 300, that's when the wheels start to come off.
Yeah.
He gets a little too comfortable.
We'll see what happens.
All right, who's in third place? Who's
all right,
in third place
well,
overall?
Look, I've lost, this is Pat, I've lost 17.3 pounds total.
Nice.
This week I only lost three. I went from 228.9 to 225.9.
Not bad.
I'm starting to be able to see my bod. I've lost 7.26% of my total body mass, which is pretty good, I think. I worked hard this
week.
That's
the exact same amount that Facebook dropped in stock.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I did that on purpose because you know that I'm a big numbers guy and Bitcoin's not doing it for me. So
just
I'm going
like how,
stock market next
just
week.
Just like how Elon did the 4.2 for 420.
Fucking Elon.
Yeah. 420.
Last week, I didn't have a good week.
Well, what'd you lose last week, Wes?
I lost 0.1 pounds last week.
Yeah, so you took a piss before the weigh-in?
Yeah, it was a tough it was a tough week for me, but and this week I actually did not lose. Pat lost.
Oh
fuck you.
I am down 4.8 pounds this week. I'm still in last place overall with negative 6.25% weight loss, but I have lost 15.9 pounds, nice. And I am just now getting my momentum. And
you're just getting your mo now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just get as well.
Of course. I had one night of no drinking, and I lost 5 pounds.
I'm going to start stocking Wes's fridge with beers.
But you did your first like gym, first workout.
I've worked out like 3 times this week.
Yeah. I like how you fucking like
you did your first serious
my
workout.
First workout was today, but you creepily engineered your loss during a power hour week. And I got to tell you, so if you tune into the power hour, you saw us drink about 8 beers in an hour. And then I went to Whataburger like 6 times. It's really hard.
Donuts lost in translation in that power hour because you're going
to
eat shitty before or after anyways. Yeah. So he camouflaged his penalty.
But
tonight, you, on the other hand, are eating a giant honey bun.
Also, hold on. I also like spent $75 to send some kid to Round Rock to buy a gigantic Round Rock donut and bring it back down, thinking that Wes, under pressure, would eat a 5-pound donut on air. And he goes, "What do you think? I'm going to ruin my night?"
Exactly.
Yeah,
why would I ruin my night out drinking?
And before we get to the punishment, which I'm about to film, we'll keep talking while you're doing this. So prep, open up your honey bun there.
All right, look, so
we've lost 85.4 pounds in 3 weeks.
That's a 10-year-old. Get off our backs.
Almost to our goal of 100 pounds after 3 weeks.
That was incredible. a pretty bad goal.
We just body bagged a 10-year-old. All right, so my
do we just
have
stop
to double
when
that
we get to
goal? Double that goal. Maybe even triple it.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at fucking spring break. For some reason, Mark bought a honey bun for me today. I guess it's for our listeners in jail because this is a delicacy in jail. I'm going to read you the nutritional facts here. This is like telling a heroin addict who like didn't share enough in group that he's got to like take a little shot of heroin as a punishment. It's like, Brian, you didn't really open up in group this week, so you're going to have to snort a little bit of H and then do better next week.
Yeah, well, maybe do better next week.
All right, so I'm looking at holy shit, 560 calories is about what I eat in a day.
That's going to ruin your
so
day.
Many carbs.
Look at the fat content.
29 grams of fat, saturated fat, 16 grams, 68 grams of carbs.
Wow.
Protein, 7 grams. All right.
Bye-bye, ketosis.
You might as well just inject this straight to your thighs.
I'm going to eat this honey bun and chug a beer. Yeah, because this is
good.
I'm starting the video. Let's keep talking.
For those listeners, they're filming this in the studio, so there will be a video of Pat eating this honey bun and chugging this beer that comes out.
That's good,
out.
Isn't it?
It's so good.
It's so
good. He looks like Joey Chestnut eating
this
thing.
So good.
One of my main problems is a becoming fat over the years as a kid is I used to eat these fucking honey buns every morning in school.
Well, you were rich.
Every morning you're rocking the 5-6 calorie honey bun.
Like milks and honey buns every morning for breakfast.
Wes lived in the rich part of town.
Don't do it.
Rich part of town.
Me, Mark, and Will held it down in the working class side of town where snacks were scarce.
Those extra $2 came in.
That's about 400 calories into this 560 calories.
Yeah, I would just gorge on the cheap Costco snacks. So I'd just have, you know, limitless amounts of cheaper food.
I was a big Cheez-It and Goldfish guy, but
I got to tell you, this is so unfair.
But I played sports year round, so I was skinny.
This is going to set you back.
Keep eating there, bud. There you go.
Are you protesting the honey bun while you're eating?
No, he just crushed it.
Honey bun down.
Wash it down, pal.
A cold Miller Lite. I think it's got 96 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs.
It's a Bud Light?
3.2 carbs.
3.2, you know, because you're drinking like an asshole.
Yeah, I drink
Bud
a lot
Lights
of them.
Or Miller,
Miller
Lite?
Miller.
All right, here we go.
Go for it. He's chugging. He's chugging it out of a can, which
nice
is
and,
just
yeah,
a silly
bad
move. He didn't even
chug,
like, put an air hole.
You guys
on
filming this?
Oh, yeah, I'm filming this whole thing.
Kind of seconds. This is at least 10 seconds, at least.
Oh, he didn't even finish it.
Well, I'm almost done. I've never been good at chugging. I'm not going to say I'm good at chugging.
It's like a girl in the Ring of Fire game.
Oh,
just
fuck
keep,
you.
Like,
you
put,
lost
put,
point
put,
1 pound.
Puts her lips, puts her lips to it and just pretends to swallow.
Just finish it. All right. Nice second chug. All right. Video's over. Good job. A minute and 50 seconds to do both.
All right. That's it for week 3. Week 4 is the holidays. It's going to be fucking crazy. So,
well, hold on. But before we jump, can we say one thing that we've been doing to actively lose weight for our listeners at home?
Everything right. Exercise
and diet.
Doing
everything right?
Everything right.
Be honest. What have you been doing? What's the one thing you've been doing?
Yeah, I'll say it again. I'm on the elliptical probably 70, 80 miles a week. Just
you
like a maniac.
Miles.
I just am on the elliptical until the elliptical stops working.
Willie, what are you doing?
I'm doing working out, yoga and lifting weights still, and watching what I eat. And the biggest thing for me is not drinking.
Wesley?
I am definitely watching what I eat. I'm starting to slow down on the drinking, and I have begun the workout quest. Going to my gym. I've been there, I think, 3 or 4 times this week, hitting the steam room, hitting the pool.
That's nice. Well, a 3-pound loss, being the loser from the lightest guy in the group, is not a bad week. We got Stephanie coming back. Probably not next week because it's Christmas week, but we will have our one show next week, so we will give our weight loss update of how poorly we did over Christmas break. Then Stephanie will be back the week after. So.
Yeah, me, and I'm just doing Miller Lights and Honey Buns.
Keep following us. Keep rooting for us. Play along. Lose some weight. Get healthy.
All right. Some stories we didn't cover. I'm actually shocked this took so long to happen, but it seems a GoFundMe page to build Trump's wall is live and getting lots of donations. Brian Colvage, an Air Force Purple Heart recipient who lost a bunch of limbs in the Iraq war, started the page 2 days ago, and as of this recording, it has raised over $1.5 million towards its $1 billion goal with over 26,000 donations. Colvage, who was an outspoken Trump supporter, also founded the website Fight for Free Speech, where he's hoping to gain 1 million signatures in a petition against Facebook, Twitter, and Google.
And Michelle Obama has a cock.
Yeah, he's a Bing guy.
Michelle Obama has a cock. .org. Colvage said the raised money will
nonprofit
will jumpstart things and will be less money Trump has to secure from our politicians. He hopes this campaign will go well beyond the $1 billion goal.
They're not getting
I couldn't fucking raise $10,000 for fucking Sex Island.
You couldn't raise 10
yeah,
cents.
Yeah, what the fuck happened there, listeners? We were going to send Wes to Sex Island. And he was
I don't blame the listeners for not wanting to spend their money to send Wes to a prostitute island.
Neither do I.
Well, you might want to GoFundMe Wes's gym membership.
One fucking donation would have been nice, though. One would have been nice.
I just got to say, no one's got the fucking balls to go to Sex Island. Wes was like, I'm in. I'll pony up. I'll go. You can live vicariously through me.
I would have.
Next year, let's get Wes to Sex Island.
Yeah, let's get Wes to Sex Island.
You don't know what my life is going to be like next year. Just let's give me a little bit of hope.
You're going to fucking Sex Island, bro.
All right. Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later. You build a house on a platform with wheels and trailer hitch attached to it. Chances are it might get stolen and lived in. And that's exactly what happened to a Missouri woman's tiny house. Megan Panu said she had parked her house in a building supply store parking lot until she could move it to the plot of land she had picked out. And that's where it was stolen from. The house was found about 30 miles away, luckily, abandoned by the thieves after they likely realized that while stealing someone's tiny house when they are drunk and hopped up on meth sounds easy, daylight comes fast, and it's not the easiest thing to hide or move around. No arrests have been made yet, but Megan is happy that she has her house back.
I wouldn't be so happy. That house probably smells awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely like shit.
Vagrants.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lots of urine.
Hey, bro, I just stole this house. You want to party?
It's like the Lebowski car after he got his car stolen and impounded.
Yeah, exactly. But she's going to find some little treasures of drugs in that thing. You guarantee
you
it.
Think this tiny house that was living in a parking lot to move to her plot of land wants to do drugs?
I always loved staying in a friend's apartment who did a lot of drugs in college, because there'd always be like an ecstasy pill just like stashed in the couch.
That's always been Will's policy. You see a pill, you take it, you ask questions later.
Right.
Pedro Flores used to be one of the United States' biggest drug dealers and one of El Chapo's go-to guys in his cartel. But in a New York courtroom yesterday, the one-time drug runner, now turned government rat, testified while El Chapo glared at him with a look that, according to witnesses, Flores avoided at all costs. Flores, along with his twin brother named Margarito, turned on El Chapo in 2008 and became key government informants and now witnesses to the extent of El Chapo's drug empire's reach into the cities of the U.S., specifically Chicago. In court yesterday, Flores described one instance in which the cartel used a shipment of 150 sheep to disguise drugs that were being shipped into Chicago. So he said that
in the sheep's ass.
I think underneath the bed of the like a hidden compartment or something. They didn't go into detail.
Why are sheep going to Chicago? Why didn't someone ask that question?
That's a good question.
I just got to grab the drugs out of 150 sheep's ass. It'll take a while, but it's going to be worth it.
I just got to slaughter
you
all
got
these
extra
sheep.
Glove or. I left my gloves at home.
He said he got rid of the sheep by paying a friend with land $10,000 to take many off his hands, and the prosecution or the defense would not let him go on to the fate of the rest, fearing that the jury was full of animal lovers. So obviously the sheep were slaughtered. He also recounted several instances of his interactions with El Chapo over the years, in which he ordered the execution of a man responsible for a considerable drug loss to the cartel, and some gifts he had given to El Chapo, including two gold-plated Desert Eagle pistols, jean shorts, and Viagra. Apparently, the jean shorts were a little inside joke. El Chapo did not find the testimony amusing. As many in the courtroom laughed during several spots, El Chapo looked away, likely thinking about how bad he wanted to kill the Flores brothers. The prosecution also produced a phone that was given to the Flores brothers by the DEA to record calls to El Chapo. With that, El Chapo put his hand to his face in disbelief. Long story short, El Chapo is fucked, and so are the families of the Flores brothers.
Oof. Yeah.
El Chapo was thinking, I really liked Margarito's family. That's why he put his hand to his head.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to murder and dismember now.
A lot of contrition in El Chapo.
Look, he's learning something.
You like that? You like that?
This guy's. Yeah.
And finally, legal pot made more great strides. Democrats on the Congressional Joint Economic Committee published a report on Tuesday highlighting the, quote, economic benefits of legalized cannabis at the state and national levels. The report, which was titled No Shit, just kidding. It was titled the National Cannabis Economy. Gave some pretty rock hard numbers on the boost that legalization of weed would give to our economy. The report estimated that marijuana sales would bring in $11 billion this year and $23 billion by the year 2022. So, hey, stupid old conservatives, there's your fucking wall times four. Get with the fucking program. The report concludes that, quote, the growth of the cannabis economy presents opportunities for greater job creation, more tax revenue, and better patient care. Again, no fucking shit. And that's it for Hard Factor. Thank you again for listening. The comments are fucking awesome on iTunes. Please subscribe on Twitter, Instagram. We've got more content coming out. We've got some things in the works, more power hours. Keep it coming. Keep liking. Keep spreading the word. Thank you so much for listening. And most importantly, have a great
Now, before the very end, we'll be back next Thursday. Happy holidays, and Merry Christmas! Now,
happy holidays. Yes. There'll be a best of coming out, and then we'll have a show on Thursday morning, December 27th,
one week from today.
Nice. So, Merry Christmas, Happy holidays. Have a great fucking day. See you later.
See you later. Yeah. Way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks are free.